Why do we all need to be loved? I'm Mary Lohman, and you're listening to The Christian Working Woman. And this week, I want to talk about our great need for love. Let's ask why we need love. We need it because we know that love gives us comfort. Knowing we are loved gives us confidence. It helps us get past our insecurities. Being loved gives us emotional strength. It helps us prevail in hard times. Being loved inspires and motivates us, doesn't it? And it makes us joyful, happy. Well, thankfully, love can come to us from many different sources: parents, siblings, mates, friends. So even if we're missing love in one area, we can find it in another. It also comes in many different forms. In his book on love languages, Gary Chapman lists the 5 love languages as gifts, quality time, words of affirmation, acts of service, and physical touch. Well, you can probably quickly identify with one of these 5 languages and which one speaks to you, or maybe you think you need all of them. There's no question we need love, and lots of it throughout our lives, in all stages of our lives, and from lots of people in our lives. The great message of the Christian faith is that God loves all of us. We are all loved by God. John 3:16 tells it clearly, God so loved the world, he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. And 1 John 4:10 says, in this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. We've sung it since we were children. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. But how many of us truly experience the great benefits that come from knowing and living in the truth that God loves you? Many people think, well, if God loves everybody, what's so special about the fact that God loves me? After all, God loves everybody. Well, this week, I'm going to tell you what's so wonderful about the fact that the God of the universe loves you personally and individually and uniquely. It could be a turning point in your relationship with God. I hope you'll plan to be with me each day this week. I also want to invite you to join us on Saturday, February 20th for our monthly get-together on Zoom at 10 o'clock Central Time. Alicia Williamson is going to join us. You'll love her. You'll find that information at ChristianWorkingWoman.org.